Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Skelly, as you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline, the famous Skelly Aromax, gasoline that's weather-right for your car. But now, I have something to say for the Skell Gas Company, which is a part of the Skelly Oil Company. And I want all you fellows and girls who live out beyond the city gas mains to pay particularly close attention tonight, because this is the last time for many, many weeks that I'll have an opportunity to tell you anything about Skell Gas. Skell Gas, as you know, is not gasoline. Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S, is rich, pure, natural gas, compressed in strong steel containers and delivered to your home by your local Skell Gas dealer. Used with a modern Skell Gas kitchen range, Skell Gas is the ideal fuel for those who live beyond the city gas main. It brings you all the convenience and comfort and cleanliness of city gas service. It banishes the dirt and drudgery of kitchen fire tending. And the best part of it is, Skell Gas actually costs less than you're probably paying right now for troublesome, wasteful, old-fashioned fuel. So tell your dad and mother about Skell Gas. Tell them you think a brand-new, modern Skell Gas kitchen range would be an ideal Christmas present the whole family will enjoy for years to come. And tell them this, too. Your Skell Gas dealer is making an amazing free Christmas gift offer. He's giving a beautiful 57-piece set of color dinnerware with every Skell Gas kitchen range he sells this week. This gorgeous 57-piece set of color dinnerware has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95. But your dad and mother can get it absolutely free if they order their new Skell Gas kitchen range before Christmas. So, fellas and girls, here's your chance to do mother and dad a real favor. Tell them about this amazing free Christmas gift offer your Skell Gas dealer is making this week. Tell them they can see both the Skell Gas kitchen range and the big free 57-piece dinnerware set at their Skell Gas dealers tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot does not know that his flight to the Aztec Temple is exactly what Ivan Shark had planned. As our scene opens today, it's in the middle of the morning, shortly after the party's arrival at the temple. Pebbles and Patsy Donovan have been on a tour of exploration, and as we find them, they're standing on the west side of the temple, on the edge of the jungle. Patsy has just discovered the presence of footprints on the flagstones near them. Listen as Pablo exclaims,
"See, Patsy, they are the footprints."
I was sure they were, but I couldn't believe my eyes.
"These men have come from the jungle, Patsy. I can see that very well, because there's much water and mud in the jungle, and the feet, they get wet. And when they step out on the flagstones, they make the marks for everyone to see."
"Loop and loops, Pebbles, you're absolutely right. Gosh, I wonder how old these prints are. How long ago were they made?"
"Oh, it is hard to say, Patsy. We do not know."
"But gee, Pebbles, we can figure it out. Because of the hot sun, the mud probably dried quite quickly. Whoever made this footprint had a lot of mud on his shoes, and he even stopped to scrape it off."
"But how do you know that, mi amigo?"
"Look over to your left. See that upturned flagstone? It's got a sharp edge, and someone has scraped the bottoms of his shoes on it. See all that mud that's stuck to the edge?"
"Hot diggity dog. Your eyes, they do not miss anything, Patsy. Now look close to the water. There are two footprints, and then a little bit nearer to us, there are two more."
"You're right, Pebbles. And look at the first two prints. They're both made with the right feet, and they're spaced about 5 feet apart. That means there must have been two people."
"Yes, Verdad, you are right."
"And the next thing is, are they both men?"
"But they must be the men, Patsy, for look, the footprints, they are very large."
"You're right. Because look, when I put my foot down next to this print, you see how much bigger the print is?"
"There is one thing more which we must find out. It is most important."
"Gosh, Pebbles, what is it?"
"We find out that the two men come from the jungle into the temple. They come in, but do they come out? Perhaps they are still here."
"Remember, Pebbles, we've only been at the temple a half hour, and these men could have come in just before we arrived."
"See, yes, for that."
"But the thing that gets me is how anyone finds their way through the jungle. Look in there. Why, we'd be lost inside of 5 minutes."
"See, but there are the men in this country, Patsy, who know the jungle very well. They have to walk in the water and mud, but they keep away from the big holes."
"But there's one thing for sure, Pebbles. We've got to tell Captain Midnight about this right away, because it may make all the difference in his plans. Come on, let's go."
In the meantime, two men are standing in the passageway below the temple. They are Von Griff, the former chief pilot of Ivan Chark, and the cutthroat known as Lutro, to whom Ivan Chark was selling the stolen Parada herd. They're talking in low tones. Listen as Von Griff says,
"Well, Lutro, let's get out of business. Make a deal or not?"
"My dear Senor Von Griff, I am not a hard man to do business with. You have the knowledge which is valuable to me. I know the country, and I have many men at my command. We can reach the agreement. You do not need to worry about that."
"Okay, then, what will it be? I told you about the parade of treasure. It's somewhere in this building. What kind of a split do we make, huh?"
"Never, my dear Von Griff, without me, you are lost. You have no men. You do not even have the aeroplane. You could not even find your way to this temple without me. And all the trails to the jungle, and I also know something about this temple which you do not."
"What is that?"
"You will follow me up these stone steps and I will show you. It is very, very interesting, I assure you."
"All right, Lutro, lead the way."
"As you know, this temple was built by the Aztec race many, many years ago. The kings were a very clever men, and they knew how to take care of their enemies. I've shown you the chamber in which you hear the water."
"Yes, that sure gave me the creeps, too."
"That chamber is below the water line of the river. In the old days, when the Aztec emperors wished to get rid of their enemies, they put them in that chamber, then they closed the stone door. Now we are at the place. I will show you something."
"Shall I strike a match?"
"No, I have the flashlight. Now then, here you see it."
"Yes, I see. Two iron levers. What are they for?"
"This one on my left closes and opens the stone door into the water chamber. This other one on my right opens the hole at the other end of the chamber where the water from the river comes in."
"So, that's the trick, eh?" "The chamber can be flooded."
"Yes, sí, mi amigo. It is very bad for the prisoner in the chamber. The water, it comes in little by little, and very slowly it rises to their ankles and then to their knees, slowly upward until the water touches the ceiling."
"And the prisoners can't get out, eh?"
"Yes, sí, signore, that is the idea. Very clever, do you not think so?"
"This is something that Ivan Shark would appreciate very much. Listen."
"What is the matter, mi amigo?"
"I wonder if Ivan Shark has found out about the Parada treasure. He was just about to get that Dolores Parada to talk when I left."
"If he has found out about it, mi amigo, you can be sure that he will be here very soon."
"Yes, you're right about that. Shark doesn't miss any opportunities."
"But now, my dear Von Griff, about our agreement..."
"We'll go over that in a few minutes."
"All right. Now, let us go out to get the breath of fresh air. I do not like to be in here for the long time."
"Okay, let's go. Just as soon get out of here myself. But we've got to come back again and see if we can find that treasure."
"Now then. We come out to the fresh air. We will go..."
"What's the matter, Lutro? What are you looking at?"
"Look, mi amigo. Look through the casement in the wall. Who is that?"
"Captain Midnight. That's who it is."
"El Capitan Midnight. The gentleman you were telling me about."
"Yes, and he's the one man in the world Ivan Sharp is afraid of. He pretends he isn't, but I know better."
"Well, mi amigo, this becomes very interesting. If the Captain Midnight is here, perhaps Ivan Sharp will come too."
"But Captain Midnight has cut off our retreat."
"Who is the girl and the boy with him?"
"The girl is Patsy Donovan, but the boy... At first, I thought it was the one called Chuck Ramsey, but now I see it is not."
"Look, Von Griff, they have discovered our trail. See, they look at the footprints on the flagstone."
"Will you know this place? Is there some other way we can get out?"
"Wait, mi amigo. Let us watch this Captain Midnight. I am sure we will find out something about it."
"Yes, you're right, Patsy. I see the tracks of two men. They came out of the jungle and went toward the temple."
"See, El Capitan, but we do not know whether the men are still in the temple or not.
They could have come back, and if they did, their feet wouldn't make any prints."
"That's right. They'd be dry by that time."
"It must be the men of Ivan Sharp."
"Well, that's possible, Pebbles. But let's not jump to conclusions. There must be others who know about this temple."
"Look, the prints lead straight toward that doorway leading into the western courtyard."
"We'll follow them as far as we can. But keep behind me, you two.
See you, Captain Midnight.
I'll follow right behind Pebbles.
All right, come on now. Let's start. Well, the prints are clear up to here, but they're getting fainter very rapidly.
I'm beginning to think that whoever came in must have gone back out. The mud in those prints down by the jungle was almost dry.
Well, that's pretty hard to say, Patsy. But we may be able to see some sign on the other side of the door.
We come to the doorway now. These men, they could have gone in many different directions.
But look, there's a doorway straight ahead on the other side of the courtyard, which leads into the temple proper. If anyone wanted to go into the temple, that's the one they probably would use.
Yes, I think you're right. Now listen, you two stay here. I'm going to that door and look inside. If I don't come back within 5 minutes, run and get the others.
Enters the courtyard now.
The boy and the girl are staying behind. This is very excellent.
Get your gun out, Lutro. Here's where we do some business, and we'll do it quick.
He's not like this, El Capitan Midnight. No, he's very damn.
You bet I don't like him. He's caused me plenty of trouble in the past. Next to Shark, I hate him more than anybody else in the world. And this is my chance to get rid of him.
But, mi amigo, think for one moment. El Capitan Midnight, he would like to catch Ivan Shark. Very good. Suppose we help him. And then after he has caught him, then we get rid of them both.
I believe you've got something there. We'll do it.
Well, Captain Midnight is approaching a doorway, and sudden death lurks in the shadows behind it. When he sees Von Griff, will Captain Midnight's hand dart toward his gun? If it does, but see for yourself what happens in the exciting adventure tomorrow. Tune in to Captain Midnight. Now remember, tonight is absolutely the last time I'll be able to remind you about that amazing free Christmas gift offer at your Skell Gas dealer. So be sure to tell Mother and Dad about it tonight without fail. Everyone who lives beyond the city gas mains will appreciate the comfort and convenience of cooking with Skell Gas, especially with the beautiful new modern Skell Gas kitchen range. It would be extremely difficult to find any other Christmas gift that would mean more to the whole family. But remember, there's a special reason for ordering that Skell Gas kitchen range this week. Your Skell Gas dealer is offering a beautiful 57-piece set of colored dinnerware that has sold in leading stores for as high as $14.95, absolutely free with every Skell Gas range ordered before Christmas. So tell Mother and Dad to see that new Skell Gas kitchen range and that beautiful free 57-piece set of dinnerware, both on display at your Skell Gas dealers tonight. If there is no Skell Gas dealer near you, write to the Skell Gas Company, Kansas City, Missouri, for full information about Skell Gas, spelled S-K-E-L-G-A-S. And don't forget, tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!